Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to bolster bilateral ties, India and the UAE have announced a pledge to double their trade from approximately $85 billion to a staggering $200 billion by 2032, a development that underscores the rapidly evolving strategic partnership between the two nations. The India-UAE relationship has undergone a profound transformation, evolving from a primarily labor remittance corridor into one of India's most multidimensional bilateral partnerships. With 3.5 million Indians residing in the UAE, representing the largest expatriate community in the country, people-to-people ties form the bedrock of the economic relationship. However, the 2020s have witnessed a structural shift, with the relationship now being driven by high-value trade, energy security, technology cooperation, and strategic alignment. Key trade data highlights the significance of this partnership. India-UAE bilateral trade stands at approximately $84.5 billion for the year 2023-24. India's exports to the UAE amount to around $35 billion, comprising machinery, pearls, precious metals, electronic components, and textiles. Conversely, India's imports from the UAE total approximately $50 billion, primarily consisting of petroleum products, gold, diamonds, and plastic. Notably, the UAE ranks as India's second largest export destination and third largest trading partner. The Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, signed on 18 February 2022 and effective from 1 May 2022, serves as the cornerstone of the expanded economic relationship. This agreement is noteworthy for being India's fastest concluded free trade agreement, with negotiations completed in a mere 88 days. It also marks India's first CEPA in over 4 years, following agreements with ASEAN, Japan, South Korea, and Singapore in the 2010s. The CEPA provisions include zero duty on approximately 99% of Indian products, covering about 90% of exports by value, as well as services liberalization in over 100 subsectors, investment facilitation provisions, and a bilateral trade target that has been upgraded to $200 billion by 2032. Furthermore, the agreement includes provisions for rupee trade settlements, which will help reduce dependence on the US dollar. In January 2026, several significant announcements were made, which can be categorized into three pillars. The first pillar pertains to energy security, with the ADNOC Gas HPCL LNG deal being a crucial development. ADNOC Gas, a subsidiary of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, will supply liquefied natural gas, LNG, to HPCL, worth $3 billion over a period of 10 years. This deal is significant for India, as the country is the world's fourth largest LNG importer, with LNG demand projected to grow as India transitions from coal and oil to cleaner natural gas. Currently, natural gas accounts for approximately 6.3% of India's energy mix, with a target of 15% by 2030 under the National Gas Grid Plan. This deal diversifies India's LNG sourcing away from Qatar, currently the largest supplier, and Australia. It is also worth noting that ADNOC is already invested in India, with a stake in GOBP's fuel retail network and explorations into petrochemicals investments. The second pillar focuses on investment and infrastructure, with the UAE committing to participate in the Dholera Special Investment Region, SIR, in Gujarat. Dholera SIR is one of India's largest greenfield smart cities, spanning approximately 920 square kilometers, located 100 kilometers from Ahmedabad, and forms part of the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, DMIC. The DMIC is a 1,500-kilometer economic corridor linking Delhi to Mumbai, with 11 industrial cities being developed. The UAE's role will involve investments in manufacturing and logistics parks, warehousing, and real estate development. The significance of Dholera also extends to its selection as one of the sites for India's semiconductor mission, with Tata Electronics building a 91,000 crore rupee fab in the region. The third pillar relates to defense, with the signing of a strategic defense partnership letter of intent. This partnership encompasses defense manufacturing cooperation, with the UAE exploring the co-production of Indian defense systems, procurement, where India may supply ammunition, naval vessels, and patrol boats to the UAE, technology transfer, as the UAE builds its indigenous defense industry through the EDGE Group, and intelligence and security cooperation. India's defense exports have witnessed significant growth, from 686 crore rupees in the financial year 2013-14 to approximately 23,622 crore rupees in the financial year 2025-26, with the UAE emerging as a significant buyer of Indian defense products. India's engagement with the UAE is part of a broader West Asia Gulf strategy, guided by several imperatives, including energy security, remittances, diaspora diplomacy, and the ITU2 grouping, which comprises India, Israel, the UAE, and the US, focusing on investment in food, water, energy, and health. The UAE is also a partner in the India-Middle East Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC, announced at the G20 New Delhi Summit in September 2023. Furthermore, the UAE's role in China's Belt and Road Initiative is balanced by India's CEPA and expanded partnerships, offering a credible alternative economic relationship for the UAE. The establishment of a House of India in Abu Dhabi is another significant development, which will serve as a cultural, commercial, and consular hub, facilitating trade, tourism, and people-to-people links. This initiative builds on India's existing cultural footprint in the UAE, including the inauguration of the Hindu Mandir in Abu Dhabi in February 2024. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-UAE bilateral trade stands at approximately $84.5 billion for the year 2023-24, with a new target of $200 billion by 2032. India's exports to the UAE amount to around $35 billion, comprising machinery, precious metals, and electronic goods, while imports from the UAE total approximately $50 billion, primarily consisting of petroleum, gold, diamonds, and plastic. The UAE ranks as India's second largest export destination and third largest trading partner. The Indian diaspora in the UAE numbers approximately 3.5 million, representing the largest expatriate community in the UAE. The India-UAE CEPA was signed on February 18, 2022, and became effective from May 1, 2022, with negotiations completed in a record 88 days. The agreement provides for duty-free access to approximately 99% of Indian products, covering about 90% of export value, and liberalizes services in over 100 subsectors. The original trade target set in 2022 was $100 billion within 5 years, which has now been upgraded to $200 billion by 2032. The ADNOC Gas HPCL LNG deal is valued at $3 billion over 10 years, with ADNOC Gas supplying liquefied natural gas to HPCL. India is the world's fourth largest LNG importer, with its gas share of the energy mix standing at approximately 6.3%, targeting 15% by 2030. The Dholera Special Investment Region is located in Gujarat, spanning approximately 920 square kilometers, and is part of the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor. Tata Electronics is investing 91,000 crore rupees in a semiconductor fab in Dholera as part of India's semiconductor mission. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the India-UAE CEPA, the trade target of $200 billion by 2032, the ADNOC Gas HPCL LNG deal, Dholera sir, the ITU to grouping, and the IMEC announcement. For mains GS2, evaluate the strategic significance of the India-UAE bilateral relationship and its reflection of India's West Asia policy, as well as how the India-UAE CEPA has transformed the bilateral economic relationship. For mains GS3, examine India's energy diplomacy in the Gulf, focusing on the diversification of LNG suppliers and oil import strategy. In the interview stage, be prepared to discuss the significance of ITU2 for India's emerging middle power diplomacy. In conclusion, the India-UAE strategic partnership is a pivotal element of India's foreign policy, reflecting the country's quest for diversified economic engagements, energy security, and strategic alliances in a rapidly changing global landscape. As India continues to navigate the complexities of international relations, its partnership with the UAE stands out as a model of cooperation that can potentially redefine the contours of regional and global geopolitics.